Rodney Dangerfield made famous the line, "I get no respect." And I think Ascension Day can make a similar claim. To begin, Ascension Day is the most important day in the Christian year to be overshadowed by adjacent feast days. Like a middle child who is not the firstborn, not the baby of the family, Ascension Day tends to get lost in terms of what it is not. It is not Easter, nor is it Pentecost. It is between these two principal feasts celebrated in the church, 40 days after Easter, 10 days before Pentecost. It's like a little small town on the train line. It's behind you before you know it. Even though Ascension Day is itself a principal feast, today, the Sunday after the Ascension, is also known as the seventh Sunday of Easter, another calendar designation that inadvertently steals more focus from the Ascension. Easter, obviously, is the day that sets all else in motion. But Ascension Day is an important place to pull in on the journey from Easter to Pentecost. It's a navigational aid, if you will, to knowing where we've been, where we're going, and who we are along the way. And who doesn't need to get one's bearings in these fast times today? So I'm on a mission this morning. A mission to lift up this principal feast to its deserved place so that together we may find Ascension Day a worthy peer in the liturgical life of our church, indeed a bridge between its closest relatives, Easter and Pentecost. We can learn a lot from the Ascension. Here are a few things we need to take from the day as we move to the next. The first is simply this: Jesus Christ, being God, is spirit. Spirit. Priest and paleontologist Pierre Teilhard de Chardin observed that we are not human beings having a spiritual experience. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. The first and foremost spiritual being is Jesus Christ. And because he ascended, he is no longer with us in human form, resurrected or otherwise. He ascended from bodily form to sit on the right hand of the Father, God, who is spirit. Essentially, he went back to where he came from, as he was and still is a spiritual being having an earthly experience. Only that experience is now in us, the body of Christ, as we're filled with the power of the Holy Spirit, the lifeblood of our spiritual being. In 10 days from last Thursday, we will celebrate the coming of the Holy Spirit who is in the world with us, within our hearts and minds and bodies, invisible and yet ever so powerful, present to us and through us. How is this important? In terms of evangelism, people who have little knowledge of God in their lives, no sense of the holy, to have any effective witness in the world, we have to know deeply when we talk about God, we're talking about spirit. Crosses and architecture, physical evidence of God, symbolize and point to God. But God is everywhere. in everything, invisible, and yet powerfully present in faithful community, be they large or small forms in which we gather. The second is akin to the first. God is relational. When Jesus ascends, God is only the more accessible. The focus isn't so much on the bodily person of Christ, but on his presence in every molecule of creation. People who don't know God are swimming in the same spirit as we are, like schools of fish in the sea. God is everywhere in everything because God is the spirit of life. Living in the spirit brings freedom, as birds enjoy in the air. Truly, God is the wind under our wings. A third facet in reflection on Ascension Day is an echo of Advent season. Jesus is due to return. Expectation and a lively sense of urgency reflect the promise Jesus makes as he ascends. In the same way he goes up to heaven, we're told Jesus will come again. When company is due to arrive, the household is changed, is it not? The body of faithful believers need that energizing air of anticipation to witness effectively to the good news that is already and will be again when Jesus reappears in glory. One more bit of hidden treasure to share with you is about Ascension Day grace. This comes out of the Bible study, the Lively Word study, last Thursday, Ascension Day, where it was observed how Jesus leaves us. We hear this from Luke this morning. Then he led them out as far as Bethany. And lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them and was carried up to heaven. He blessed them. No laundry list of things to do and be busy about. He blessed them. And they lingered and lived into great joy in the aftermath of those words as he ascended. This past week, we lost the physical presence of a church pillar. John Donahue ascended to heaven, himself a spiritual being, returning to his home with Christ and in Christ, as Christ was with him on his earthly journey. I'm somewhat of a Johnny come lately, but I experienced him, a man of extraordinary grace, who has now taken his leave, but not without blessing us and the world in countless ways. For me, it was with his warm smile and often words of appreciation and encouragement spoken softly as he shared the peace with a handshake. The significance of this day is that in his absence physically, you and I must know deeply and need always to remember that John is with Christ where Christ is, as we are too. The effect of Ascension Day, the lesson it imparts, is nothing but essential to understanding who we are, where we are on the journey, and what our task is in this world. And that task is to bless with every fiber of our being. Bless in here among us. More so, bless out there where it is so needed, with words, but more so with deeds of compassion. Passion for justice for the poor, for the homeless, downtrodden. So at this way station on our way to Pentecost, linger. Take in the moment. Enjoy it. Bless with mercy. Bless with grace, because our earthly experience is not forever. God is forever, and God is spirit. And we're blessed at God's hand at every turn on the journey with Christ. Be a witness of this grace and be a blessing in every day we have on this earth. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.